Time for community comment. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. Well, it's all over but the shouting. Like John Sapper said in his comment on Monday, I try not to get too much into politics in my comments, but I do have a few outlooks that I would like to comment on today. The first item is, as John put it, why, in a nation with as many people as there are in the good old U.S. of A., why couldn't they come up with someone besides these two presidential candidates? Who dreams up all those proposals that we have to decide for or against? Some are about money. Some are about property rights. One was about going back 40 years or so and give the voters the right or wrong to vote for only the candidate for their district. As the opposing argument stated, each voter needs to have a say in any proposal affecting more than that district. While I am on the subject, who came up with that voter information handbook put out by the state? My first glance through it was enough for me. There were pro and con arguments, and then there were arguments against the pro and for the con, and against, well, you know what I mean. 222 pages of fairly small print. How much did that cost? That's all I have to say about that right now. Another thing that really frosted me was the government wanting National Guardsmen and women to pay back the $15,000 they were offered to re-up back about 15 years ago. How stupid is that? If those folks are like me, they probably couldn't come up with $150, let alone $15,000. National Guard service is a very honorable thing to do, but it can be very disruptive to family life and jobs and other life choices. So I say, thank you for your services. Last Saturday, my wife and I attended a celebration of life for my friend Jim Roscoe at the Bayside Grange Hall. It was very well attended, and I saw many people I knew. It was scheduled to start at 2 o'clock. By 2:15, the parking area was full. Several people paid a tribute to Jim, but the best one, to me anyway, was when his grandson sang Danny Boy after telling us about attempts to sing Barbershop at a young age. His grandpa said, "You are a good boy, but you can't sing." After his perfectly pitched rendition of Danny Boy, I went up to him and said, "I'm with the Harmoniers, and you can sing with us anytime." This coming Friday, November 11th, the Eureka Chamber Music Series, or ECMS, will present Jennifer Kletzel, a cellist, at 7:30 at Calvary Lutheran Church, south in Prospect Streets, across from Alice Burney School. There will be a Meet the Artist refreshment time after the concert. Be there. The ECMS, started by Bob and Pearl McKaylee, does a great job of bringing top artistic talent to Eureka. Bob has gone on, but Pearl continues to recruit top musical talent to the area. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment presented on KINS each day. Opinions are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS Radio.